This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I hesitate to sound like what my grandmother would have called a nudge, but how's it going with your retirement savings, dare I ask? Statistics show that too many people won't have nearly enough, and it's something the slow economic recovery in the United States is not fixing on its own. Marketplace's economics guy, Chris Farrell, has been looking into this. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
First of all, how big is the problem?
I think the problem is huge. Here's a really disturbing number. Only 42% of private sector workers between the ages 25 and 64 have any pension coverage in their current job. And to me, that spells worry.
The idea is we're supposed to be more organized, somehow figure out a way to save for ourselves. But many people are just not in that position. Others are just not that disciplined.
That's right. And you know, we've created tax incentives to get people to participate in their 401k. We've reduced the number of options in a 401k, realizing that too much choice was overwhelming. We have automatic enrollments, which can make a huge difference. Despite all of this, we still don't have enough people saving enough money for their retirement. So what I want to raise with you, David, is the use of a toxic word in Washington, D.C., mandatory savings.
Making people save. They've tried this elsewhere, haven't they, overseas?
Places like Australia, which has a mandatory savings plan. Britain has a brand new retirement savings plan that's focused on moderate income workers. Israel.
What kind of percentages are we talking about? You mentioned Australia.
Okay, so an employer has to set aside 9% of an employee's earnings, and that's on its way up to 12%. And then employees can put voluntarily more into the mandatory retirement savings plan if they like, and it's averaging about 3%, David.
Yet you point out that M word, mandatory, can be toxic in our national capital.
It is toxic in our national capital, but the policy elite is starting to talk about mandatory savings, that we push the limits of the system that we have. And so you have Social Security. Maybe we put an IRA system above that or a 401k system above that. I mean, there's lots of ways that we can do it. So you don't like the term mandatory, you got to come up with something better. The existing system is not working.
Chris Farrell, economics maven of Marketplace. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, David.